This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman. Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional. Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Lima Bath High School. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sidney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, today, joined by his trusty sidekick, Chuck McBee. We are here at Lima Bath High School for a Saturday afternoon non-conference girls basketball game as the visiting Fort Laramie Redskins come to town fresh off of a 61-29 victory over Jackson Center in Shelby County Athletic League play tonight. We welcome you in here on scoresbroadcast.com. Score is the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Chuck, how are we doing this afternoon?
It's always nice to be here. I mean, this is kind of a strange gym. They got you in a perch up here. I like to call it the penalty box. With no railings on the bleachers, walking up here, it's a challenge for an old fat guy. But this is a throwback gym. This is kind of what a lot of the gyms in their league look like, and it should be a pretty good basketball game today.
It was an interesting game 2 years ago. We were talking about that before we went on the air today. You and Jack were up here. That was a lopsided loss that the Redskins had before going on to win the Division IV state title later that season.
Yeah, that was their last loss before Ottawa Glandorf got them. So that was the stretch in between there.
Yes, that was a long stretch. Of course, that Glandorf loss was just relatively recently for Fort Laramie. You guys carried that game back on January the 7th. That was a 53-48 victory by Glandorf over the Redskins. Glandorf, of course, a Western Buckeye League team, just like Lima Bath is. Bath enters this game 13-3 overall. They are tied for third place in the WBL with a 4-2 league record. Laramie, of course, undefeated in the SCAL. They've been undefeated in SCAL play. I think that was February of 2018, the last time they lost a game at Rushi late in that season. So it's been a very long time since the Redskins have lost in league play. Of course, games like this non-conference are a good opportunity to work on things and to see a tough opponent like Laramie can face later on in the tournament. And they're going to have a challenge today as far as the height that the Wild Kittens have. They have two players who are 6 foot and one player who is 6 foot one, and they all score a lot of points and bring down a lot of rebounds. Could be a challenge for Fort Laramie, Chuck. There is some height that the Redskins have, including Avery Brandwee and Victoria Mesher, but as you have noted many times this year, Mesher's a key outside player for them, too, so it will be a challenge for the Redskins to deal with that height, especially when one of your tallest players is on the perimeter a lot of the time.
Right. Victoria is their best point guard, so that's where they run into a problem. I would think with the size of Bath, you might see some zone. Laramie notoriously has kind of struggled against zones in the past. They usually get it figured out, but it's not something they start well against. They're going to have to shoot the ball well tonight. And on the other end, if Lima Bath just goes down, throws it on the block, gets it in, Elena Oliver is their leading scorer, and she also shoots 85% from the free throw line. So if you go in there and think you're going to foul her to make her get her points, you're still probably in trouble.
Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? The Anna Market is at your service. Chairman's Reserve Meats provides the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yes, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantees an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. You're listening to Fort Laramie at Lima Bath here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're going to pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we'll take a further look at both of these teams and bring you the Francis Schulze keys to the game. We'll be back on Scores.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition
addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Lima Bath High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBeat. We're here as Fort Loramie is in town to take on the Wild Kittens. Fort Loramie, again, 15-1 overall this year. They're coming off of a 61-29 victory over Jackson Center, a game in which Victoria Mesher scored 18 points and had 3 steals, and Avery Brandewey scored 12 points and had 6 rebounds. Lima Bath, 13-3 overall on the year entering this game. Elena Oliver scored 17 points in a victory over Salina, a lopsided 20-point win on Thursday. Claire Faust scored 9 points in that game. Taking a look at the Wild Kittens, as we mentioned, Oliver is a pair of Olivers who are a big presence inside. Annie Oliver, a junior center, 6'0", is averaging 11 points and 6.2 rebounds per game this year. And Elena, who scored 17 on Thursday, is a 6'0" senior forward. She is averaging 12.1 points and 7.2 rebounds on the year. But wait, that's not all in the post for the Wild Kittens. There is also Claire Faust, who I mentioned scored 9 on Thursday night. She is a 6'1" junior center. She is averaging 10 points and 6.9 rebounds on the year. 5'5" senior guard Rachel Clark is averaging 7.7 points for Bath. So a very strong, very tall team this year for the Wild Kittens. Fort Laramie this year has been led by Brandewey so far. She is averaging 12.1 points, 8 rebounds per game. She is a super sophomore, as is Mesher, who is averaging 6.7 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. And of course, one of the big leaders this year for Fort Laramie has been senior guard Ava Turner. She's one of a few multiple year players for the Redskins. She is averaging 11.9 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components as well. For Fort Laramie, they've got to get that full court press defense working that they love to run so much, create some turnovers, beat Lima Bath back, and get some easy baskets. And they also have to do what they can to keep the ball away from Bath's three big inside players. For Bath, it's simple. Get the ball inside to those three players and take advantage of the size advantage they have over Fort Laramie and limit their turnovers, not get flustered by Fort Laramie's defense. Those are the key building components for Fort Laramie and Bath. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups for these two squads. We'll be back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Lima Bath High School. I am Brian Billing in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McPhee. We are moments away from tip-off between the visiting Fort Laramie Redskins and the home Bath Wild Kittens. Starting lineups are being introduced right now, and we have them for you as well. First for Fort Laramie, a senior guard, Ava Turner, a sophomore forward, Victoria Mesher, a junior guard, Skylar Albers, a junior guard, Jaden Rose, and a sophomore forward, Avery Brandwee. Starting today for Bath, a 5'2" sophomore guard, Faith Clark, a 5'5" senior guard, Rachel Clark, a 6'1" junior center, Claire Faust, a 6'0" junior center, Annie Oliver, and a 6'0" senior forward, Elena Oliver. So all three of those girls who are 6 foot or taller for Bath are in the starting lineup. Starting lineups have been announced. Both teams heading out to the court. We're going to get underway here momentarily between these two squads. It was an exciting weekend last weekend for Fort Laramie. A week ago, in a game against New Bremen, they welcomed back the 2013 state champion squad, and Jerry Snodgrass re-presented them their state trophy from 10 years ago. Of course, it was a busy weekend overall at the school. The big MLK Classic was on Sunday. That was a nice event yet again in its second year, wasn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, they had quite a crowd. This year was definitely a better crowd than last year.
That should be good for the future for that event going forward. It's nice to have another boys basketball event close to our area, and what is always a busy weekend around the state as far as tournaments go. We're underway now between Bath and Fort Laramie. Redskins get the opening tip off. They get it inside to Mesher. It is ripped away by Bath, and now the Wild Kittens working down the court. Dribbling with it on the top of the key for Bath is Elaine Oliver. She pulls up for a three. It's no good off the rim. There is a putback inside, and that was by Claire Faust. So Bath scores first, takes a 2-0 lead with 7:19 left. Fort Laramie races down, and they raced a little too fast as it was Ava Turner who drove down the lane. She is called for a charging foul. So that is the first foul of the game. Comes just 40 seconds in, and now Bath working the ball past half court. The opportunity to extend an early lead. With it now on the left wing is Annie Oliver. She throws it over to Elaine Oliver. There's a pass across the court to Clark. Clark dribbling with it. She goes inside, puts up a shot. It's no good. There is Brandwee coming away with the long rebound for Fort Laramie. She throws it up the court to Rose. Rose throws it inside along the baseline to Albers. She pulls up for a jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Bath. And it will be Fort Laramie ball. Clock stops with 6 minutes 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Bath on top, 2-0. Mesher gets the inbounds pass, pulls up for a shot, and is fouled. Shot is no good, but Mesher will go to the free throw line with the opportunity to get Fort Laramie on the board.
Wait. You can say, you can see already, Laramie's going to have to be stronger on the inside. They can't just take a bump like that and fall off the shot.
It was Ann Oliver who picked up that foul, a 6'0 junior center. Mesher's first free throw is good. Second one is good as well. We have a tie game with 6:43 left. Bath now working the ball slowly back up the court. It is Clark dribbling it. Clark gets it across half court, dribbles left side. Throws a bounce pass. It is knocked away by Brandwee. Coming up with it is Albers. She throws it down past the court, half court line. With it is Turner. She has the ball stolen away by Faith Clark. Clark dribbles, goes up for a layup. No good, but she grabs the rebound, throws it back outside to Rachel Clark, who pulls up for a three. No good. There is a rebound inside by Annie Oliver. She throws it in as she's going out of bounds, but throws it to Fort Laramie. And now the Redskins with it, walking slowly back up across half court. Jaden Rose has it. She throws it over left wing to Albers. Albers goes inside to Turner, who pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. There with a long rebound for Bath is Clark. Clark gets it across half court with 5:47 and counting left in the first quarter. Still a 2-2 tie between the Wild Kittens and the Redskins. Elaine Oliver has it on the left wing. She throws a bounce pass inside to Faust. Faust dribbling with it, goes around and throws a pass in the right corner to Clark. Ball is taken away by Fort Laramie with his Mesher. She throws it up the court to Turner. Turner left wing, throws it back to Mesher. Mesher throws it to Rose. Rose now dribbling with it at the top of the key. There's a couple more passes. Now with it inside is Turner, who goes up for a nice shot. It falls through, nothing but net. Nice floater there.
Yeah, that's the second time. She's flashing across the zone, catching it right in the middle of it. There's no defender there. She's had two good looks, 50%.
And Fort Laramie now on top, 4-2 with 4:57 left. There was a pass that goes out of bounds from Bath, so now Fort Laramie is going to take it in from under Bath's basket. Redskins get it in. With it is Rose. Rose throws it up the court to Turner. Turner dribbles inside, goes up for a shot, no good. Therefore, the rebound is Claire Faust. It's ripped away by Mesher. She throws it back to Turner, pulls up for a shot, no good. Bath gets the rebound again, though. Clark, Rachel Clark, with it, dribbles up the court, and gets a shot to fall. Tie game again between Bath and Fort Laramie, 4-4 with 4:30 and counting left in the first quarter. Mesher dribbling just inside the top of the key. She throws it back out to Turner. Turner with it, throws it over to Rose. Rose goes to Albers. Turner with it again at the top of the key. She now goes over to Rose. Rose goes over to Albers. Albers back to Turner. Three from the left wing. No good. Long rebound is taken by Brandewick just in front of the baseline. She's able to save it. Throws it back out to Turner. And Fort Laramie resets here. Albers with it, right wing. She throws it over to Turner on the left wing. Turner throws a bounce pass to Rose. Fort Laramie continues to work it here against this zone by Bath. Now with it on the left wing is Brandewee. Brandewee throws it over to Rose. Rose goes to Turner. Turner on the right wing throws a long pass inside over Bath. It's taken by Brandewee. She loses it, but then able to scoop it up, go up for a basket, and score is Albers. Oh, no, excuse me, that was Mesher who was able to do that. So Mesher gets the shot to fall. Nice look there by her, Jack, falling down.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good job of going to get the ball. Brandewee got hammered, no call, but it worked out because the ball went to Mesher. There was no defender there.
And Mesher is able to get the free throw to fall. So she completes the three-point play, and Fort Laramie on top again, 7-4, 3:34 in counting, as Bath works it across half court. Ball was nearly lost as Elena Oliver was dribbling, but Bath able to come away with it. Now with it on the left wing. In off the bench is Kelsey Carlson, a 5'8" freshman forward. Carlson throws it over to Clark. Clark was in trouble, able to get it, but she throws a pass that's ripped away by Brandewee, but Brandewee steps out of bounds with it. Brandewee raced, grabbed the ball, raced all the way to the opposite end, but stepped on the line.
We'll get Summer Hoeing in. That gives them another inside player presence. Get somebody on the boards for them.
And Summer Hoeing, a sophomore forward, I believe she is 6 foot even.
Thanks, you a junior.
There's an inbounds pass from Bath inside to Elena Oliver, and she gets it to fall. Bath within one, 7-6. Also in off the bench for Fort Laramie is Carissa Meyer. She has it now. Throws it back out near half court to Rose. Couple more passes. Now Summer Hoeing pulls up for a jump shot and gets it to fall. Fort Laramie goes back on top 9-6 after that nice mid-range shot from the left side by Hoeing. Rachel Clark dribbling it, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Clark tried throwing a pass to Elena Oliver. She couldn't come up with it. It goes out of bounds off of Oliver, and now Fort Laramie is going to take it in from under Bath's basket. As Chuck noted earlier, we are high above half court here at Bath. Fort Laramie is in all black. They're going from right to left. Bath in all white. They're going from left to right. Bath able to rip away the ball. Going up for a shot is Annie Oliver. It's no good. Brandewee comes away with the rebound, so Fort Laramie avoids giving up a basket on a turnover. And now the Redskins working it back on their end. Ava Turner with it. She throws it inside to Hoeing. Hoeing, oh no, that's Meyer. Goes up for the shot. It's good off the glass.
Well, they are doing a good job of finding right behind the defender, throwing it to the block. They've got three baskets off that now.
Carissa Meyer with that basket. Fort Laramie takes an 11-6 lead. Their largest of the day at 5 right now. 1:55 and counting left in the first quarter. There is a shot inside by Elena Oliver. No good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, races back down the court. Ball is knocked away. Ava Turner was trying to throw a pass to Brandewee. It was knocked out of bounds by Bath, so it will stay with Fort Laramie. Meyer will take it in from along the baseline. She throws it inside to Alex Rose, who's in off the bench. Rose goes back to Meyer. Meyer now goes over to Albers. Albers hands off to Mesher. And Fort Laramie resets here. Mesher with the top of the key throws a bounce pass over to Albers. Albers goes to Hoeing. Hoeing near the free throw line goes to Meyer. Meyer dribbling with it at the top of the key. Fires a pass over to Albers on the left wing. Albers goes back out to Mesher. Mesher goes back to Albers. Albers goes to Meyer at the top of the key. Meyer throws it over to Mesher on the right wing. And the Redskins continue to work here. There's a pass inside to Mesher. It's knocked away by Bath. And the Wild Kittens get it A minute and counting left in the first quarter as Bath will try to eat into this five-point deficit. Izzy McDermott in off the bench for Bath. She has the ball, throws the pass over to Faith Clark. Clark looking in trouble, being guarded by Meyer. Picks up her dribble. Dribbling around, way outside. Throws it now to McDermott on the right wing. McDermott fires a pass over to Claire Faust. Claire Faust throws it inside to Annie Oliver. She pulls up for a shot. It's no good. Looked like she traveled. Fort Laramie comes away with the rebound with 25 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Redskins now with the opportunity to really add to this lead before halftime. Here's a three by Mesher off the back of the rim. No good. Bath comes away with the rebound with 14 seconds left. They race up ahead. Now they slow down with 7 seconds left. Dribbling with it is Clark. Clark throws a bounce pass over to Elena Oliver. She pulls up for a jumper off the front of the rim, but no good. She was fouled with 1.8 seconds left. So Bath will get the opportunity to eat into the lead from the free throw line. That was a quick shot by Mesher back down on Fort Laramie's end. I believe Coach Carlos Siegel had called for one shot there.
That's all she took.
Yes.
He just shot it a little too early in the clock.
First free throw attempt is off the front of the rim by Oliver. Second one is coming up.
Is that Elena or is that Anne? I can't tell because of the ponytail.
I can't either. I've forgotten who I said which one it was. Yes. That was Elena that
all
did
right.
That. So she misses the first. Second one is good. Long heave at the buzzer by Fort Laramie is no good, but the Redskins lead 11-7 as we head into the second quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Fort Laramie leads Lima Bath 11-7 at the end of the first quarter. Both teams coming out here and we are getting ready to start the second quarter. Well, Chuck, as you noted there in the first quarter, despite that height advantage, Fort Laramie found ways to get over and around that height.
Yeah, they were reversing the ball well. First of all, they were hitting the ball, flashing across the lane, so Bath took that away. That opened up down the block behind. They were throwing over top. They've attacked the zone better than I've seen them attack it in a long time.
Bath gets the ball to start things off here in the second quarter. With it is Elena Oliver. She throws it over to Clark. Clark goes back to Oliver. Now with it in the left corner is Annie Oliver. She loses it. Knocked out of bounds. She was the last one to touch it, though, so Fort Laramie will take it in. Jaden Rose with it. She throws it over to Brandwee. Brandwee almost lost it, but she's able to recover. Bath in a full court press now. Fort Laramie is able to get it back. There's a pass over to Turner in the left corner. She pulls up for a three. No good. Bath comes away with the rebound. 7:30 and counting left in this second quarter. Annie Oliver throws it inside to Elena Oliver, and there is a shot. Nice shot by Elena Oliver there. On the pass from Annie in the post, Bath has pulled within 11-9 after making the first basket of this second quarter. Fort Laramie working it on its end. Turner had it on the right wing. She was trying to throw a pass inside. Nobody could come up with it. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Bath ball.
Well, so far, Ava not in the ball game. She's shot two really bad threes. Didn't get herself set on either one of them and just turned that one over. Bad pass.
Bath with the opportunity to tie or take the lead again on this possession. Elena Oliver with it. She throws it over to Faith Clark. Faith Clark lobs it across the court to Izzy McDermott. McDermott on the left wing throws it to the top of the key. There's a pass inside. It is taken away by Brandwee. Fort Laramie has done a good job so far coming up with turnovers. Jaden Rose with it. She throws it over to Meyer. Meyer on the right wing. Fires a pass to Jaden Rose. Jaden Rose, left wing, throws it over to Turner. Turner goes back top of the key to Meyer. Meyer dribbling. Now throws it to Rose. Rose throws a bounce pass to Turner on the right wing. There's a pass to Meyer at the top of the key. She throws it over to Rose. Rose tries to go inside to Hoing. It is taken away by Bath. So the Wild Kittens able to get a turnover after committing one themselves, but Bath commits another turnover. It was a pass inside to Elena Oliver, taken away by Hoing. Fort Laramie works it a little too fast down the court. They tried to throw it to Brandwee, who was running down the lane. She could not come up with it. Pass just a bit ahead of her. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Bath basketball coming out of a timeout. Clock stop with 5:58 left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie ahead of Bath 11-9. Do you need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holthouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots? Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online and set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Bath takes it out after that timeout. And the Wild Kittens go to work with it. Dribbling near half court is Elena Oliver. She throws it over to Annie Oliver. Ann Oliver drives inside, goes up for a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled as she shot. She will go to the free throw line for two shots. That was Carissa Meyer who picked up the foul for Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie has three team fouls in this first half. Bath has two. First free throw is up, rattles in and out. She'll go back for her second attempt. Second attempt falls through by Ann Oliver. Bath pulls within 11-10 with 5:40 and counting left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie tries to beat that press. They get it down to Mesher. Mesher at the free throw line fires it over to Albers. Albers goes to Rose. Rose at the top of the key throws it over to Meyer. Meyer right wing throws it inside to Mesher. She fires a bounce pass back out that Meyer nearly lost, but she's able to grab it. Meyer throws it to Rose. Rose goes over into the corner to Alex Rose. Who was that? No, excuse me. That was Skylar Albers with it. The ponytail came up. So that's the wrong hair color for Alex Rose. I thought it was 23. It's 22 that had that. Skylar Albers. So a nice three by there. 14-10. Fort Laramie takes a lead. Bath turns it over. Fort Laramie grabs it. And now the Redskins with it. 4:53 and counting left in the second quarter. With the opportunity to extend this lead, with it is Meyer. Meyer goes at the free throw line to Brandwee. Brandwee throws it over to Albers. Albers with it, right wing. Throws it to Rose. Rose dribbles right wing now. In trouble, pivoting, looking for somebody to throw it to. Fires it inside to Mesher. Mesher goes back outside to Rose. Rose along the right baseline. Throws a bounce pass to Brandwee. Brandwee goes back over to Albers on the opposite side of the court. She dribbles inside and gets a shot to fall with a hand in her face.
That was pretty athletic.
16-10. Fort Laramie takes the lead. There's a long shot. No good by Bath, but there for the rebound is Faust. Faust throws it back outside, and there knocking it down is Ann Oliver.
The backboard got in the way of that one, and that knocked it in.
That cuts Fort Laramie's lead to 16-12 with 3:55 and counting left in the second quarter. Mesher hauls in a pass in front of the baseline, nearly fell out of bounds with it, but she's able to throw it over to Meyer. Meyer goes over to Brandwee, who pulls up for a shot, no good. Mesher grabs the rebound, goes back up for a putback, no good. Grabs her own rebound and gets it to fall off the glass on the second putback try. That was another athletic play there by Mesher.
Very, very active today offensively. That's fun to see.
Pass inside to Faust. She puts up a shot. It's no good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound. Ahead by six with 3:20 and counting. And we have a timeout called by Fort Laramie coach Carla Siegel. The Redskins were in a bit of trouble, but she is able to prevent a turnover there. You'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See new and pre-owned Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. And see them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's G-A-I-E-R-S. Inc.com. Good time out there by Carlos Siegel. Chuck, looks like a couple of these possessions, Fort Laramie has been a little too fast trying to beat that press.
Yeah, Ben, they're doing a good job of attacking the zone. I like that. The press, a couple of times, they've thrown their passes, like you said, way too quick.
Fort Laramie working it now. With it near the free throw line is Hoying. She's in trouble, double teamed, loses it, but coming away with it at the top of the key is Jaden Rose, and she was fouled. I believe that was Faith Clark who fouled her. That was who the foul was called on. That is Bath's third foul of this first half. So Fort Laramie will take it in from in front of the scorer's table. Now with it on the, after getting the inbounds pass, is Rose. Rose throws it into traffic inside at the feet of Summer Hoying. It rolls out of bounds. I think it was off of Hoying. The initial call was to Fort Laramie. Another official races over and they reverse the call. It will be with Bath.
Yeah, they came out and they trapped that time and Laramie wasn't prepared for it.
Working it back across half court is Elena Oliver. She dribbles, throws it over to Ann Oliver. Ann Oliver with it, throws it to Faust. Faust with it at the top of the key. Throws it back outside to Ann Oliver. Ann Oliver goes to Elena Oliver. She throws a bounce pass to the left corner. She was looking for Kelsey Carlson, but it goes out of bounds. A lot of turnovers here in this first half for Bath. Fort Laramie now working it against this press. They get it across half court. Meyer with it, throws it to Hoying. Hoying inside, pulls up for a shot off the glass. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. And coming away with it for Bath is Elena Oliver. She throws it over to Ann Oliver. Ann Oliver dribbling, has it knocked away. Summer Hoying comes away with it, and we have a jump ball called. Possession arrow is with Fort Laramie.
Smart move right there. Coach Siegel knew it was their possession, so she didn't waste a timeout. She knew it was going to be their ball.
Fort Laramie takes it in from under Bath's basket. Bath falls back into the zone. They do not press on this possession. Turner with it, right wing now. There's a couple of passes, and now back on the right corner. Just inside the arc is Brandwee. That shot off the rim, no good. Rebound by Bath. And the Wild Kittens take it across half court. With it is Elena Oliver. She goes inside and gets a shot to fall. That's one of the few nice penetrations they've had today. But that cuts the gap to 4 points. Fort Laramie ahead 18-14. 1:30 and counting. With it is Turner on the left wing. She throws it back out to Rose. Rose goes back to Turner now. Turner goes inside to Brandwee. Brandwee fires back outside to Rose, and Rose goes to Turner. 1:15 and counting now as Fort Laramie continues to pass around the arc. Rose with it, top of the key, fires it inside to Brandwee. She can't come up with it, but knocks it back out towards Meyer on the left wing. So Fort Laramie able to retain possession there. Now with it is Rose. She was in trouble and is called for a double dribble. That was nice defense by Faith Clark there to frustrate her. She nearly had the ball knocked away. Was able to retain possession, but as she was grabbing it and trying to dribble, that's when she committed the double dribble there.
So each team has 9 turnovers now.
Bath works it across half court with 50 seconds and counting left in this second quarter. Fort Laramie ahead 18-14. Faith Clark with it. She picks up her dribble, then hands it off to Ann Oliver. Ann Oliver back at the volleyball line. Not dribbling, just pivoting here. Picks up her dribble. Fort Laramie bench wanted a call there. There's a pass back out to Elena Oliver. She's being guarded by Skylar Albers. Dribbles around now with 20 seconds and counting. As Bath continues to try to eat this clock, there's a bounce pass over to Faith Clark as Oliver was double-teamed. Clark dribbling with it. Throws it over to Kelsey Carlson on the left wing. She fires a long pass. Claire Faust comes up with it on the right wing. There's a pass back across the court to Carlson, and she knocks down a three. Nothing but net. There's a heave at the buzzer by Fort Laramie. It's no good. So Bath able to eat nearly a full minute off the clock there on its last possession. And a couple of long passes across the court. Carlson able to come up with it there. I thought she was going to lose control of the ball, but she was able to grab it, set her feet on that left wing, and knocks down a three at the end of the second quarter to make this a one-point lead heading into halftime. When we come back, we will have halftime stats here on our halftime coverage on scoresbroadcast.com, which is presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnippel Construction in Botkins. We'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Lima Bath High School. I am Bryant Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer. Alongside his trusty sidekick, Chuck McBee, we are here. What has been a great game so far. Fort Laramie leads 18-17 at halftime after Bath hit a three in the final seconds of the second quarter to cut into the gap. Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. And Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. With our halftime recap, here is Chuck McBee.
Well, the Redskins have a 12-9 rebounding advantage and amazingly 5-3 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over 9 times in the first half. The mild kittens, as I like to call them, with two and four from the free throw line. And Victoria Measure, that's a tough one, has made all three of hers. She's only shot them 3 for 3 for Lormie. Individual scoring, Lima Bath. Elena Oliver has 7. They got 3 from Ann Oliver, 3 from Kelsey Carlson, 2 from Rachel Clark, 2 from Claire Faust. They scored 7 and 10, 17 for the first half. Fort Laramie led by Victoria Mesher, 7. Skylar Albers had 5 all in the second quarter. Then they got 2 from Turner, 2 from Meyer, 2 from Summer Hoing. Missing from that is their leading scorer, Avery Brandaway. She has not scored yet. They scored 11 and 7, and they lead it 18 to 17 at the half.
Halftime again brought to you by American Architectural Glass and Schnipple Construction. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati Soccer Facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic
work.
Said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architect Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
The Fort Lauderdale Long Shot Raffle is coming up. You can get your tickets now. Top prize is a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The drawing is during Fort Laramie Liberty Days in July. Only 2,000 tickets are sold with 80 prizes plus attendance prizes. That's a 4% chance to win. Attendance is not required. $100 a ticket, and you can purchase online at flathleticboosters.com. That's flathleticboosters.com. We are a few seconds away from starting the second half between Fort Laramie and Lima Bath. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, both these programs, two of the winningest programs in Ohio history, both in the top five in all-time wins. Both have had a lot of success in recent years as well. Bath has made a lot of deep tournament runs in Division II. Fort Laramie, of course, was slated to go to the Final Four in 2020. And then won the Division IV state championship in 2021. Bath takes the lead here to start the third quarter with a long three from the left wing. It's Elena Oliver. Beautiful nothing but net shot. Bath goes ahead 20-18, and there's a turnover by Fort Laramie driving down and going inside and getting a shot to fall off the glass is Ann Oliver. So Bath comes out and scores at least 5 points in the first 30 seconds. Oliver has the opportunity to make it six here if she can knock down this free throw after being fouled. That's a disastrous start for Fort Laramie, Chuck.
Well, the three-point shot that cut it to one got the momentum going back. And they came out here, scored the first 5 points here. Now they're on a roll, and Laramie needs to cement quickly.
And Oliver knocks down that free throw, so it's the first 6 points of this third quarter. Bath ahead 23-18 after trailing 18-17 at the start of the quarter. Fort Laramie nearly turned it over, but they have regained possession, and now the Redskins are working it on their end. There's a three from the left wing from Meyer. Nothing but net, so it's quickly a two-point game again. Nice shot by Meyer.
That was big.
Bath ahead 23-21 still after that three from Carissa Meyer. The Wild Kittens working it back on their end. Nearly knocked away. Both teams fighting for it. Mesher knocked away. Bath comes back away with it. They throw it back around the arc. And with it at the top of the key is Elena Oliver. She's dribbling with it. Throws it over to her sister. Now there is a pass back. And they exchange again. Elena Oliver with it. There's a pass across the court to Faith Clark. Clark goes inside. She was looking for Faust, but it goes right to Avery Brandewey, who throws it up the court to Skylar Albers. Albers with it, looking on the right wing, and passes it to Jaden Rose. Rose goes back to Albers. Albers goes to Mesher in the corner. It's knocked away, and Bath comes away with it with 6:04 and counting left in the second quarter. Bath ahead of Fort Laramie, 23-21. And Oliver dribbles inside, has a shot blocked. There's a fight for the rebound. Coming away with the long rebound is Elena Oliver. She goes inside, pulls up for a shot. It rolls around the rim. No good, but she was fouled as she shot. And she'll go to the free throw line. That was Jaden Rose picking up that foul. That's the second foul of the second half already by the Redskins. And now Elena Oliver at the free throw line. First free throw rattles in. Second one coming up. That first free throw pushes Bath's lead to 24-21. And Elena Oliver has the ability to extend it to a multiple possession lead. There's the second attempt. It's through. Nothing but net. And the Wild Kittens take a 25-21 lead. Quick pass down the court for Fort Laramie to Carissa Meyer. She's on the left wing. Throws it over to the top of the key to Jaden Rose. Rose with it. Throws it over to Albers. Albers right wing. Throws it to Meyer. Meyer goes back over to Rose. There is a pass over to Albers, and she gets a nice jump shot to fall from near the free throw line. That makes it a 2-point gap again. Bath ahead of Laramie, 25-23. Bath nearly loses it, but Kelsey Carlson comes up with it for the Wild Kittens. Now with it and dribbling is Oliver. She throws it over on the left wing to Faith Clark. Excuse me, that was Elena Oliver with it, and she knocks it down to put Bath ahead by 5 at 28-23. A nice nothing but net 3 from her. She now has 15 according to the scoreboard. Is that accurate, Chuck?
Yes, and I'll tell you, that they're not statistically a very good 3-point shooting team, but they're making some today.
There is Alex Rose. Nice baseline jumper. She was on the left side. She knocks it down, so that makes it a 3-point gap, 28-23. Bath is ahead. Nice answer by Alex Rose, who is in off the bench. Fort Laramie knocks it away there. Dribbling it was Kelsey Carlson. Knocking it away was Jaden Rose. Ball goes out of bounds off of Rose, and Bath is going to take it in from in front of the scorers table. We are high above the scorers table here at Bath High School. The Wild Kittens in all white. They're going from left to right on your computer or smartphone here in this second half. Fort Laramie in all black, going from right to left. Dribbling with it now for Bath at the top of the key is Ann Oliver. She throws it over to Elena Oliver. Elena Oliver on the right wing throws it to Faith Clark. There's a bounce pass inside to Kelsey Carlson. She goes back out on the left wing to Ann Oliver, who fires a three. It's no good. There was a fight for the rebound. The ball ultimately goes out of bounds off of Bath, and it will be Fort Laramie ball. The Redskins will take it in with 3 minutes and 55 seconds left in the second quarter. They trail Bath 28-25 in a very fast third quarter so far. Rose works it across half court for Fort Laramie. She throws it over to Meyer. Meyer goes to Summer Hoing near the free throw line. Hoing goes over to Albers, who fires it three from the right wing off the back of the rim. No good. There is a rebound and putback attempt inside by Victoria Mesher. That makes it a 1-point gap. Bath ahead 28-27.
She uses her left hand so well around the basket.
With it for the Wild Kittens is Elena Oliver. She's dribbling, throws it over on the left wing to Izzy McDermott, who's in off the bench. McDermott throws a pass back outside to Ann Oliver. Now with it is Elena Oliver, and there is a timeout called by Bath head coach Greg Mock. We are going to take a brief break, and we'll be back here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Greg Mock, Bath's coach, is in his 25th year. He surpassed 400 career wins back in December of 2019. He's closing in on his 500th career win. Of course, Fort Laramie coach Carla Siegel, who's in her 24th year, surpassed 500 career wins back in December. After that timeout, Bath gets it inside. With it is Claire Faust. She pulls up for a shot. It's no good. Fort Laramie comes away with the rebound and races back down to its end of the court. 2:46 and counting left in the third quarter. Bath is ahead 28-27. With it on the right wing for Fort Laramie is Turner. She throws it to Mesher at the top of the key. Mesher looking, throws it back to Turner. Turner with it, throws a bounce pass over to Meyer. Meyer throws a bounce pass to Brandwee. Brandwee throws a pass to Albers. Albers throws a pass inside to Mesher. She pulls it for a shot, no good, but gets the rebound. It goes back up for another attempt. No good as well, but she was fouled as she shot that second attempt, and she will go to the free throw line. Clock stops with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left in the third quarter. Mesher with the opportunity here to give Fort Laramie a lead. First free throw is good. That ties it up. Second one is coming up.
This sophomore is now starting to round into what I know she can be. She's going to be a really good player the next 2 years.
She absolutely will be. A little bit of a slow start, slower start than she may be expected going into this season in the first half. But she is clearly getting better, as Chuck said. Knocks down that second free throw, and Fort Laramie now has the lead again, 29-28, after Bath had scored the first 6 points of the corner to take a 5-point lead. Bath working it around. There is a pass on the baseline to Claire Faust. She fires it across the court. There is a 3-point attempt from the left wing by McDermott. It's no good. Coming away with it is Mesher. She races back down the court for Fort Laramie. Turner with it now. She throws it to Albers. There's a pass back to Turner, and Turner throws it to Mesher. 1:41 and counting now left in this third quarter. Fort Laramie ahead again, 29-28. There's a couple passes, and there's Meyer with it, and she's able to knock down a shot inside for the Redskins. That puts Fort Laramie ahead at 31-28. 1:26 and counting left in this third quarter. There's a long three off the rim. No good. That was by McDermott. Bath comes away with a long rebound. With it in the corner is Elena Oliver. She throws it out of bounds off of a Fort Laramie player. And there is a full timeout called by Bath. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you about M&A Muffler and Tires. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before Old Man Winter gets a grip on your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy. Jeff Gephardt at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. 31-28 lead by Fort Laramie over Bath with 1:16 left in the third quarter as these teams come back in from this timeout. Again, the Wild Kittens scored the first 6 points of the quarter to take a 23-18 lead. But it's been a nice run by Fort Laramie since then. They are on a 13-5 run.
Yeah, they are just doing a good job of getting the ball in the middle of that zone. If it's not there, they take the little jumper. If they come at them, they're finding the open person. They're attacking it really well today.
That was a good play by Oliver to send that out of bounds to keep the possession with Bath coming out of that timeout. And the Wild Kittens are able to capitalize. They get it inside to who else but Elena Oliver. She gets a basket to fall. She now has a game-high 17 points, and Bath is within 1 point again of Fort Laramie, 31-30. Under a minute to play now in this third quarter. Turner with it for Fort Laramie on the right wing. She throws it back out to Mesher. Mesher goes over to Albers. Albers back to Mesher. Mesher throws it over to Turner. Turner in trouble, falls down, but is able to fire off a bounce pass to Brandwee. After a couple of more passes, now with it with 35 seconds and counting, is Mesher. She throws it over to Albers on the left wing. Albers goes inside to Mesher, and we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be a foul against Claire Faust of Bath. No, they call that instead on Ann Oliver, who was also in there defending her. So Oliver is the one who picks up the foul. Fort Laramie now takes it in from under its own basket. 25 seconds and counting. That's just the second foul for Bath in this second half. Fort Laramie also sitting at two fouls, which they picked up in about the first 90 seconds or so. Have not fouled in this quarter since then. Mesher with it, way back out near the volleyball line. 10 seconds and counting now. She throws to Turner. Turner throws the pass into traffic. It was knocked up on the rim. No good. A deflection off of Bath. And they're coming away, I guess, with a rebound, whatever you want to call it, was Mesher. And she knocks it down. So that was an odd play there. Again, deflected by Bath on the pass. Hits off the rim. And Mesher goes up like she's grabbing a rebound. Grabs it and gets a shot to fall off the glass right before the buzzer, and that gives Fort Laramie a 33-30 lead as we head into the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Lima Bath High School. I am Brian Filling alongside Chuck McBee. Fort Laramie is on top of Bath, 33-30, as we prepare to get the fourth quarter underway here at Bath High School. Again, Bath scored the first 6 points of the third quarter to take a 23-18 lead, but Fort Laramie is able to battle back and leads by three as we head into the fourth quarter. And what a play by Mesher there to end that third quarter to extend the lead.
Yeah, she's got 13. She's played terrific.
Fort Laramie gets the ball to start things off here in the fourth quarter. Redskins working the ball around. Brandwee throws a pass back out to the right wing to Turner. She fires a three. It's no good. They're coming away with a rebound for Bath. Is Elena Oliver, but they're coming away with a quick steal. Getting a shot to fall as she's fouled is Avery Brandwee. What a play there by Brandwee. And she will now go to the free throw line with the opportunity to extend this lead to 6 points.
That was a great play by Avery, and then that was her first basket of the game.
Her free throw attempt is up, rattles around, and falls in. That was Elena Oliver who picked up that foul, too, right after it looked like she'd come up with the rebound. Just could not keep possession of the ball there. Again, great play by Brandwee, though, to rip it away, go up for the basket, get the shot, and draw the foul. Just like that, Fort Laramie ahead by 6 points, 36-30. I believe that's their largest lead of the game. They did lead by five in the first quarter. Bath working it. They throw a pass inside. They were looking for Faust. Nearly knocked away. They're able to recover it. There is a pass to Oliver. She goes up for a shot. No good, but she was fouled as she shot. And now she will go to the free throw line. Picking up that foul for Fort Laramie was Mesher. That's just her first of the game. Third of this second half. Bath also sitting at three fouls in this half. Free throw attempt is no good.
She's an 85% free throw shooter.
That's one they could have used. Again, Elena Oliver at the line for the Wild Kittens. The second one rattles in. That took three bounces, but it finally rattles in. That makes it a five-point lead. Fort Laramie races down. Turner with it. Throws a bounce pass back over to Rose. Rose throws it inside. Demesher, she pulls up for a shot. No good. There's a fight for the rebound coming away with it. It's Albers. She pulls up for a shot. No good. And then Albers gets her own long rebound. She throws it back outside to Mesher. And Fort Laramie resets here. 6:34 and counting. Ball was nearly knocked away there, but Fort Laramie able to keep it as they reset. It was nearly taken away there. Long pass to Albers. Elena Oliver came up and almost intercepted it. Albers able to come away with it. Albers has the ball once again after a couple of more passes. She throws it across the court to Turner. Turner throws it inside to Mesher. Mesher tried throwing it back to Turner, but it's knocked out of bounds. It will be Bath ball. Elena Oliver walking it down past half court. 6:10 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Izzy McDermott with it for the Wild Kittens. She throws it over to Faith Clark. Clark not dribbling, looking, and throws a pass at last to Elena Oliver on the left wing. She goes into the corner to Ann Oliver. They exchange again. There's a pass back over in the right wing to McDermott. She fires up a long three. No good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound. Mesher races back down the court. Throws it over to Albers. Albers on the right wing throws a pass back to Brandwee. Brandwee throws a pass back out to Jaden Rose. Rose goes over to Albers. Albers looks and throws it back over to Rose. Rose dribbling now with 5:27 and counting. She's outside on the top of the key. Throws it over to Brandwee. Brandwee goes back to Rose. Rose goes back over to Mesher. Mesher on the right wing. Throws it over to Brandwee. Branderwee goes back to Rose. Rose at the top of the key, throws it to Albers. Albers throws it to Mesher. It goes off of her hands, out of bounds.
They throw their passes so hard sometimes. They're uncatchable.
And taking it in from under the basket now, after that pass goes out of bounds, is Ann Oliver. She throws it to Elena Oliver, who works it across the court. Ann Oliver with it now at the top of the key. She throws it to McDermott on the right wing. McDermott goes over to Faust. Faust fires it over left wing to Oliver. It was Ann Oliver with it, and she has a bounce pass go out of bounds. Will be Fort Laramie ball with 4:47 left in the fourth quarter. Rose with it, throws a long pass to Meyer across half court. Fort Laramie resets with 4:35 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Branderwee with it at the top of the key. She throws it over to Meyer. Meyer throws it to Albers. Albers throws it to Turner. Turner left wing throws it over to Branderwee on the right wing, and we have a whistle called, and that is a timeout by Fort Laramie coach Carla Siegel. Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask required, GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Fort Laramie leads Lima Bath 36-31 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Coming out of this timeout, Redskins have the ball. They're going to take it in from across the court.
They're going to match up now. Lima Bath has no choice. They can't stay in that zone.
Branderwee throws the inbounds pass to Rose. Rose with it, dribbling at the top of the key. Dribbling with her left hand, switches, then throws it to Branderwee. Nearly ripped away, but Fort Laramie is able to keep possession. Branderwee comes back up with it, throws it to Rose. Rose dribbling now, right side, throws a bounce pass at the feet of Albers. She's able to come up with it. Albers throws it over to Branderwee. Branderwee goes inside to Meyer. Meyer in trouble, double team, throws it back out to Branderwee. Branderwee goes to Albers at the top of the key, who throws it to Turner. And Turner hands it off to Rose. Rose throws a bounce pass to Albers. Albers fires a pass inside to Branderwee. It rattles around the rim, but her shot attempt falls, and Fort Laramie takes a 7-point lead, 38-31, 3:38 and counting left in the fourth quarter. And Oliver with it, dribbles, loses it, coming away with it, and racing down the court is Skylar Albers, and she gets the shot to fall. Great steal and basket there. Fort Laramie extends its lead to 9 points. Its biggest of the day, 3:20 and counting. It's immediately cut down. There's a nice three from the top of the key by Elena Oliver. And Lima Bath coach Greg Mock calls a timeout after that. That three cuts the gap to 40-34, 3:17 left in the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Welcome back to Lima Bath High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Fort Laramie ahead 42-34 coming out of this timeout. 3:17 left in the fourth quarter. That three by Elena Oliver was certainly needed by Bath before that timeout, Chuck.
Yeah, Laramie been on a good roll. They had to, Bath likes play zone. They finally had to pull out of it, and they made a nice basket, but she answered at the other end. They're still within striking distance, only down six.
Elena Oliver has 21 points on the day. She is averaging 12 points per year. But looking at the rest of Bath scoring leaders, in. Oliver averages 11 points. She is only at 6 right now. And Claire Faust, who is 6'1", averages 10 points on the year. And she has scored 2 points today. So Fort Laramie has done a good job at containing those players inside. And really, Elena Oliver, a lot of her shots have come on jumpers and three-pointers as well.
Yeah, they've done a nice job of contesting everything around the basket without getting in a lot of foul trouble.
Bath recorded the foul there. Fort Laramie takes it in from their half court. They get it inside to Mesher, and Mesher gets a shot to fall. Nice series of passes there, about three of them, to get it inside to Mesher, and she's able to knock a shot down. Bath has a pass knocked away there. They'll take it in. 2:50 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie ahead 42-34 now. There is a three from the left corner. It is an air ball by Claire Faust. And there is a quick foul committed after Fort Laramie had grabbed the rebound. That was Elena Oliver picking up the foul. She now has 3 fouls. Bath is at 5 here in this second half. Fort Laramie takes it in from in front of Bath's bench. They get it across half court. Turner with it. She throws it to Rose. Rose goes over to Albers. Albers throws it to Mesher. Mesher throws it to Turner. Turner throws a pass over in the left corner to Jaden Rose, who knocks down a 3. Nothing but net. That pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 44-34. Beautiful series of passes. Chuck, it almost looked like they were going to come away with another quick possession with 2 fast passes, but it was a great save there along the baseline before that pass over to Jaden Rose, and she's able to knock down a 3. There's a near loss of the ball by Fort Laramie after a long 3 was missed by Bath and a rebound grab by Fort Laramie. The Redskins able to come away with it with 1:50 left. They're working the ball around the arc now, up by 10. Mesher with it. She throws it over to Turner. Turner goes inside to Mesher. Mesher turns, shoots, gets a shot off the glass. No good. There is Ann Oliver with the rebound. She throws it down inside to Faust, and we have a whistle. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Bath. They're going to keep it with a minute 28 left in the fourth quarter. No need a quick basket here, as this is a lot of ground to make up in under 90 seconds. Bath throws a pass inside. Nearly lost it, but coming away with it is McDermott. She throws it out to Clark, who fires up a long 3. It's no good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound and is working the ball down. There is a foul committed. Dribbling with it for Fort Laramie was Jaden Rose. That is the 6th-team foul for Bath. Elena Oliver committed it. She's now at 4 with 1:18 left. Again, she's been basically their offense today. She has 21 of their 34 points. Mesher gets it across half court for Fort Laramie. She's double-teamed and throws it over to Rose. Rose throws a bounce pass over to Mesher. Mesher dribbling, and she is fouled. Picking up the foul there is Elena Oliver. That is the last person who needed to foul. And Chuck, she's committed, I think, their last 3 fouls. Went from 2 to 5 fast. Yeah. She goes to the bench.
All in about 40 seconds.
And now Fort Laramie ahead 44-34 with Elena Oliver out of the game. Redskins in a very comfortable position with 1:06 left. 1-1 attempt from Mesher. It's no good. There is a rebound by Claire Faust. She throws it up to McDermott. McDermott dribbling with it. She throws a pass down inside to Faust. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Fort Laramie. It will stay with Bath. And Fort Laramie coach Carla Siegel calls a full timeout with 57.3 seconds left. The Redskins are ahead 44-34. In Jackson Center, your Pearl Hardware store is at 112 East Pike. At your local Pearl Hardware store, get 20% off DeWalt power tools, plus 11% off solid wood, raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pearl Hardware store in Jackson Center can get you beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special prices at professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Reminder, stay with us after the game. We will have the full scoring recap, and we'll name our Clancy's stars of the game. It is our first game of two here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck and I will be back tonight. A big showdown as Marion Local travels to Jackson Center for a boys basketball game between two of the top 10 teams in Division IV in the state, according to the Ohio Associated Press poll voters. And hey, I'm one of those.
There you go. Did you put Tri-Village first?
I did not. Faust throws it inside, and there, getting the basket to fall, is Ann Oliver. That cuts the gap down to 44-36. There's a quick steal by Oliver. She goes up for a shot. It's no good. She was fouled as she shot. She will now go to the free throw line with 45.2 seconds left. At first basket, cut the gap to 44-36. First free throw attempt, no good off the front of the rim. Second one coming up. Oliver's second free throw, also no good. They're coming away with the rebound for Fort Laramie. It is Ava Turner, and she is quickly fouled. That was the eighth team foul for Bath. So the Redskins walk down the court. Turner goes to the line for this one and one attempt. Shot is up. It's off the rim. No good. There with the rebound is Faust. She fires it down the court for Bath. There is a quick shot attempt. It's no good. Fort Laramie comes away with the rebound with 33 seconds left. And there is another quick foul that was committed as Jaden Rose was dribbling with it. That went against Faith Clark. And now Rose goes to the free throw line for another one and one opportunity. Redskins again ahead comfortably by 8 with 32.5 seconds left. Rose has the ability to add to it. Shot is up. It's through. Nothing but net. She'll go for a second attempt.
She had a nice big three in that run that pushed them up to 10-point lead.
Second free throw is up and through. Nothing but net. Redskins ahead by 10 again. 46-36 with 30 seconds and counting. Clark dribbling with it. She throws it to McDermott. McDermott loses it. Fort Laramie comes away with it. They're racing down and getting a shot off the glass. It's Turner, no good, but there is Carissa Meyer for the rebound and put back. And Fort Laramie takes a 48-36 lead here in the final seconds. Oliver goes up for a shot with 5 seconds left. It's no good. Mesher with it, and she's nearly fouled by Clark. They didn't call one on her. They could have, but they just want to get out of here in these final seconds. And the final buzzer does sound. That was funny, Chuck. They all looked around expecting the foul to be called there, and there was no whistle on it.
Well, she smacked her in the head, smacked her on the arm, and no calls. And finally she went, I guess I surrender. They're not going to call it.
That ends the game, 48-36. Fort Laramie walks out of here. I believe that was their largest lead of the day, too, Chuck. They pushed it to 10 a couple of times, but they had never gotten it to 12 until right then on that putback in the final seconds by Carissa Meyer. So a nice showing by Fort Laramie. They faced some definite adversity today. Again, Bath scored the first 6 points of the third quarter to take a 23-18 lead after having trailed by 1 point at 18-17 at halftime. But Fort Laramie quickly took back control there in the third quarter, and the Redskins are able to pull away late and improve to 16-1 overall on the year as Bath falls to 13-4 overall. We're going to pause for a break, and when we come back, Chuck will have the final scoring and the Clancy's stars of the game. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Welcome back to Lima Bath High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. Fort Loramie beats Lima Bath 48-36 here today. And here with the scoring recap is Chuck.
Well, rebounding, surprisingly, with all the size that Lima Bath has, Loramie 27-15, 10-5 on the offensive boards. Loramie 8-10 from the free throw line. Lima Bath 6-10. Individual scoring for Bath, it was the Elena Oliver show. She had 21 of their 36. She's the Clancy's player of the game on that side. On the other side, a lot better balanced. Victoria Mesher had a terrific game. She had 15. They got 9 from Carissa Meyer and 9 from Skylar Albers. They've got 5 from Jalen Rose. They got 5 from Avery Brandewey. And then 2 each from, where am I going? Summer Hoeing and Alex Rose and Ava Turner. They scored 48. My Clancy's player of the game for the Redskins is going to be Victoria Mesher.
Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. Again, a 48-36 victory by Fort Loramie over Lima Bath today. That was the first of two games we will have today as Jackson Center hosts Marion Local Boys tonight. Be sure to tune in for that one. Should be a fun one. Airtime 6:55 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Nice performance again by Fort Loramie, who again improves to 16-1 overall on the year. Bath falls to 13-4. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing?